We live in a world where one wrong decision could lead to utter disaster, where a simple word spoken in haste could destroy lives, dreams, and destinies. Now, imagine standing in the middle of that chaos, holding the power to change the course of history. This is not a scene from a blockbuster movie or a thrilling novel. It's the real-life story of a woman named Abigail, whose wisdom and courage turned the tide of impending destruction. In a world where impulsive decisions often lead to regret, Abigail's story is a beacon of hope and a guide for anyone facing difficult choices. But what makes Abigail's story unforgettable? Why does her tale resonate through the corridors of time, offering lessons that are as relevant today as they were thousands of years ago? This is not just a story about a woman from the past. It's a story about the power of wisdom, humility, and courage. It's a story about the strength that comes from trusting in God, even when the odds seem insurmountable. As we delve into the life of Abigail, we'll explore the biblical narrative, draw parallels to our modern lives, and uncover the profound lessons hidden within her story. This is not just a retelling of an ancient tale. It's an invitation to transform your life through the timeless wisdom of the Bible. So, get ready to be inspired, challenged, and uplifted as we journey through the life of Abigail, the unforgettable woman. To fully appreciate Abigail's story, we need to understand the backdrop against which her actions unfold. The narrative is found in 1 Samuel 25, during a time of great turmoil in Israel. King Saul is on the throne, but David, the anointed future king, is on the run. Saul, consumed by jealousy and fear, relentlessly pursues David, who has gathered a loyal band of men around him. They live as outlaws, moving from place to place, trying to avoid capture while waiting for God's timing to bring David to the throne. David's men provide protection for the shepherds and flocks in the region of Carmel, a fertile area in the southern part of Judah. In those days, it was common for marauding bands to raid flocks, but David's presence ensured the safety of the shepherds and their sheep. David and his men acted as a sort of unofficial security force, ensuring that the local farmers could go about their work without fear of attack. In the midst of this, we meet Nabal, a wealthy but foolish man whose name literally means fool in Hebrew. Nabal is harsh, selfish, and arrogant. Everything that his wife Abigail is not. Abigail is described in the Bible as intelligent and beautiful, 1 Samuel 25 verse 3, NIV. But her beauty goes far beyond her appearance. She possesses a deep wisdom and understanding, qualities that will soon be put to the test. The tension in the story begins when David, following the customs of the time, sends 10 of his men to Nabal during the sheep shearing season, a time of great celebration and feasting. David's request is simple. He asks for provisions for himself and his men, as a gesture of goodwill in return for the protection they provided to Nabal's flocks. It's a reasonable request, considering the services David's men had rendered. But Nabal's response is nothing short of an insult. He dismisses David's men with a scornful reply, questioning David's legitimacy and refusing to give them anything. Who is this David? Who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water, and the meat I have slaughtered for my shearers, and give it to men coming from who knows where? 1 Samuel 25 verses 10 to 11, NIV. Nabal's words are a slap in the face, not just to David but to the entire code of hospitality and respect that governed interactions in that culture. It's more than just a refusal, it's a public humiliation. David, already under immense pressure from Saul's pursuit, is furious. His immediate reaction is to take 400 of his men and march to destroy Nabal and every male in his household. David, the future king of Israel, is on the brink of committing a terrible atrocity. This is where Abigail enters the story in a dramatic and unforgettable way. She is informed by one of the servants about what has happened, how Nabal has insulted David and how David is now planning to take revenge. The servant describes David's men as very good to us. They did not mistreat us, and the whole time we were out in the fields near them, nothing was missing. Night and day, they were a wall around us the whole time we were herding our sheep near them. 1 Samuel 25 verses 15 to 16, NIV. Abigail's response is immediate and decisive. She doesn't waste time arguing with Nabal, nor does she panic. Instead, She acts swiftly and wisely. She gathers a large quantity of food, 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and loads them on donkeys. Then she tells her servants to go ahead while she follows. Without informing Nabal, Abigail sets out to meet David, hoping to prevent the disaster that is about to unfold. Her actions here demonstrate not just courage but extraordinary wisdom. She understands the gravity of the situation and knows that time is of the essence. Abigail's choice to act quickly and wisely would save many lives and, as we'll see, would have far-reaching consequences. As Abigail approaches David, the tension in the story reaches its peak. David and his men are armed and ready for battle, their minds set on revenge. But then Abigail dismounts her donkey and bows down before David, an act of profound humility. She takes the blame for Nabal's actions, saying, "Pardon your servant, my lord, and let me speak to you. Hear what your servant has to say. Please pay no attention, my lord, to that wicked man Nabal. He is just like his name. His name means fool, and folly goes with him. And as for me, your servant, I did not see the men my lord sent." 1 Samuel 25 verses 24 to 25 NIV. Abigail's words are carefully chosen. She doesn't try to defend Nabal's actions, nor does she make excuses. Instead, she acknowledges the wrong that has been done and pleads for mercy. She reminds David of his calling and his future as the king of Israel, urging him not to shed blood needlessly or take revenge into his own hands. "The Lord your God will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my lord, because you fight the Lord's battles, and no wrongdoing will be found in you as long as you live." 1 Samuel 25 verse 28 NIV. Abigail's speech is one of the longest by a woman in the Bible, and it's filled with wisdom and insight. She appeals to David's sense of justice and his desire to honor God. She speaks of God's protection over David and the certainty of his future kingship. By doing so, she not only calms David's anger, but also lifts his gaze from the immediate situation to the bigger picture of God's plan for his life. David's response is immediate. He blesses Abigail for her wisdom and praises God for sending her to prevent him from committing a grave sin. "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day and from avenging myself with my own hands." 1 Samuel 25 verses 32 to 33 NIV. David accepts the gifts Abigail has brought and sends her home in peace, with his assurance that no harm will come to her household. Abigail's actions not only save her household, but also set the stage for divine justice. When Abigail returns home, she finds Nabal feasting like a king, completely oblivious to the danger he was in. She waits until the next morning, when Nabal is sober, to tell him what she has done. The news of how close he came to destruction causes Nabal's heart to fail, and 10 days later, the Lord strikes him down and he dies. David, hearing of Nabal's death, praises God for avenging the insult and for keeping him from committing sin. In a surprising turn of events, David then sends word to Abigail, asking her to become his wife. Abigail, showing the same humility and wisdom that characterized her earlier actions, agrees. She marries David and becomes one of the mothers of his children, playing a role in the royal lineage that would eventually lead to the birth of Jesus Christ. Abigail's story is more than just a dramatic episode in the life of David. It is rich with lessons that are applicable to our lives today. Here are a few key takeaways. 1. Wisdom in the face of crisis. Abigail's ability to act wisely and decisively in a moment of crisis is a powerful example for us all. She didn't panic, nor did she act impulsively. Instead, she sought to understand the situation fully, then took appropriate action. In our lives, we may face moments of crisis where the wrong decision could have serious consequences. Abigail's story teaches us the importance of staying calm, seeking God's wisdom, and acting with courage. 2. The power of humility. Abigail's humility is one of the most striking aspects of her character. Despite her beauty and intelligence, she didn't let pride get in the way. She bowed before David, took the blame for Nabal's actions, and pleaded for mercy. Humility is often misunderstood as weakness, but in reality, it is a source of great strength. Abigail's humility not only saved lives, but also earned her the respect of David, the future king. 3. God's justice. Abigail's story reminds us that God is just and that he sees the wrongs done to us. Nabal's death was not the result of human vengeance, but of divine justice. When we are wronged, it is tempting to take matters into our own hands. But Abigail's story encourages us to trust in God's timing and his perfect justice. 4. The role of women in God's plan. Abigail's story is a powerful reminder that women play a crucial role in God's plan. In a time and culture where women were often overlooked, Abigail's wisdom and courage had a profound impact. Her actions not only saved her household, but also influenced the course of Israel's history. God values and uses the gifts of women just as much as those of men. 5. The importance of character. Abigail's character is what sets her apart. Her wisdom, humility, and courage were not just qualities she exhibited in a moment of crisis. They were the result of a life lived in alignment with God's principles. In a world that often values outward appearances and immediate results, Abigail's story reminds us of the lasting impact of godly character. As we reflect on Abigail's story, we can see how the lessons she embodies are incredibly relevant to our lives today. Whether we are dealing with personal conflicts, facing decisions that could impact our futures, or simply navigating the complexities of life, Abigail's wisdom offers a timeless guide. 1. Navigating conflicts. In our relationships, both personal and professional, conflicts are inevitable. Abigail's story teaches us the importance of approaching conflicts with humility and wisdom. Instead of reacting impulsively, we should seek to understand the situation, consider the bigger picture, and act in a way that honors God and others. 2. Making decisions. Every day, we are faced with decisions that range from the mundane to the life-changing. Abigail's story encourages us to seek God's wisdom in our decision-making process. Instead of rushing into decisions, we should take the time to pray, seek counsel, and consider the long-term consequences of our actions. 3. Trusting in God's justice. In a world where injustice often seems to prevail, it can be difficult to trust in God's justice. But Abigail's story reminds us that God sees everything and that his justice will ultimately prevail. Instead of taking matters into our own hands, we should trust that God will act in his perfect timing. 4. Valuing character over appearance. In a culture that often values appearance and success above all else, Abigail's story is a powerful reminder of the importance of character. It is our character, our wisdom, humility, and courage that will have a lasting impact on the world around us. Abigail's story is one of the many beautiful narratives in the Bible that highlights the power of godly wisdom and the importance of character. Her actions not only save lives, but also shape the future of Israel. Abigail is an unforgettable woman, not because of her beauty or her wealth, but because of her wisdom, humility, and courage. As we close this journey through her life, let's take a moment to reflect on how we can apply the lessons of Abigail's story to our own lives. May we seek God's wisdom in all that we do, approach conflicts with humility, trust in God's justice, and value the character that God is shaping in us. In a world that is often chaotic and uncertain, the story of Abigail offers a beacon of hope and a guide for living a life that honors God. Her legacy is a testament to the truth that wisdom, humility, and courage can change the course of history. And as we walk in the footsteps of Abigail, may we too leave a legacy that reflects the heart of God. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, Have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.